Blog Talk Radio.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Christ lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, who holds my future, and life is worth the living just because Christ lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Christ lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, oh, who holds my future, and life is worth the living just because Christ lives. Praise the Lord, everybody. Bless the Lord. We glorify the Lord because he is worthy of the praise every day and every night and every hour, every moment, every second. As we come together to praise and glorify his name, hallelujah, to lift him up, to show glory to God, our admiration to him. We bless the Lord, hallelujah, and thank him for all his great and mighty acts. What a marvelous and wonderful God that we serve. Praise the Lord. Matthew 22, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Praise the Lord. This is the first and the great commandment. Praise the Lord. And the second one is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. So that's in between the Matthew 22, 37, 39. Praise the Lord. Amen. And Philippians 5, glory to, no, 2. Let this mind be in you, which is also was in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming into the likeness of men, and being found in the appearance of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, and that name is Jesus. Every knee shall bow, and in every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Amen. Between the Philippians 2, 5 through 12. Praise the Lord. We give God glory and honor and welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where prayer is going on. Glory to God. And the feast of the Lord goes on. Glory to God of the word being delivered through our ministers on the second and fourth Sunday. So every Monday night at 7, we have prayer. And every second and fourth Sunday, the word of God is being delivered, the bread of life. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, as the Bible speaks. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank you for joining us tonight, and we praise God. Glory to God. This is Pastor B.J. Hubbard. We thank God, glory to God, for our speakers for tonight will be none other than Evangelist Mother Willette, and our other speaker will be Minister Robert Black. Praise the Lord. He's out of Connecticut, and she's out of Columbia, South Carolina. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Glory to God. As we join together tonight, we've had our scripture reading, and praise God, and the ministrance of joyful noise to the Lord. So we're going to have a short prayer, and then we're going to open the line and let our Minister Black deliver first, and then we'll give the other hour to our, not, well, each one will have 40 minutes. They may not speak that long, but anyway, we'll have each one, glory to God, to speak, And then after that, praise the Lord, if there is any time to have a prayer request, we'll take that as well. But in the meantime, praise the Lord, Father, we do honor you tonight as we come together, glorifying, magnifying your holy name, giving glory and honor unto you as rightly do you. We adore you. We worship you. How excellent is thy name. There is none like you. So as we exalt you in appreciation of glorifying and magnifying you, God, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you've already done, God, help us to have the mindset of thanksgiving, of hallelujah, praise the Lord, but just really showing our appreciation by submission and obedience to that you've called us to do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we ask you, Lord, to bless those that are standing in the need of prayer tonight and those that may not know you as Savior and Lord, that you open their hearts and give them a mind to want to be saved, and not only just on the line, but others that may be outside in the world, all the runners that we come in contact of be passing them. God, we pray that we'll have a prayer in our heart for them, but if there's any way that we can reach them by speaking as the Holy Spirit unctions, God, we ask you to touch their hearts, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, open their eyes and the ears that they may be able to hear and see, that they'll be able to receive your word in the name of Jesus. And the word, glory to God, will penetrate the hearts for them to make a decision about giving their lives to you. You said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart, and whosoever will, let him come. We pray, glory to God, that we as believers keep a prayerful heart. We walk in forgiveness, walk in, glory to God, the love of God. Praying for others, God, in the name of Jesus. Pray for our youth. Pray for their salvation. Pray for those that are saved. Praying for those that are trying to get their education. God, with different things going on in life. God, there's so many things to pray about. But right now, we'll pray for these speakers that they'll deliver the word tonight. The two of them, glory to God, that you bless and put a word in their spirit for tonight. We thank you, God, on this journey, on this spiritual journey. And that is our theme for tonight, the spiritual journey. But they have a topic under that theme. And we are praying that they will deliver that will cause us, glory to God, to grow thereby. Things that will come in and cause flesh to even be crucified and you to be glorified, for us to get stronger in you and to be encouraged and to humble ourselves and allow you to do whatever work you need to do in this temple and help us to be able to stand and be able to have the strength and the courage to carry out your assignment. So we ask you to bless them, touch their bodies, touch their mind, bless their families, bind up any hindrance, any satanic and demonic force that will come against them as they're trying to deliver anything that will come up against devices and anything that will try to bring any disturbance or distract from what they are saying in the name of Jesus. Open our ears. You say today, you say it, glory to God, those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So we are praying that, glory to God, our ears will be open to as well. God, we move flesh out the way in the name of Jesus, that, God, we can be able to hear your voice and walk accordingly. So as we continue to look to the hills, what's coming to our help, we realize it come from you. Thank you for your angels being in camp. Thank you for your blood covering. Thank you for your protection. And at this time, glory to God, we just want to surrender ourselves over into your hands and allow your will to be done in us in the name of Jesus. Let the love of God be manifested in our actions, in the deeds that we do, and the things that we say. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for restoration, transformation, and glory to God, your will be done in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, our first speaker, glory to God, and none other than Brother Black, glory to God, and man of God, an anointed vessel, and also a prayer warrior of the divine connection. Hear ye this vessel, and introduce to some, and present to others, none other than Robert Black, God's servant, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless everybody. Apostle called me and asked me, to speak. It was laid on her heart. I said, absolutely. And she gave me a topic, and it was, are you ready to surrender, or is it just lip service? I said, oh, that's a nice one. I'm pretty good at lip service. Well, I used to be. Amen. And I just want to honor God, amen, this morning, this evening. Honor Jesus, his dear son, Jesus Christ the righteous, and in the sweet Holy Spirit of fire, I honor our apostle, Amen, who God had to start this awesome divine connection channel. All of our apostles and prophets and evangelists, amen. One mighty woman of God speaking after me, my God. Hold on to your seatbelts. And pastors and teachers, even the ones that are listening on, I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me, and I'm going to get out of your way. Amen. I thought about when I was in high school, and this is the, are you ready to surrender, or is it just lip service? I also thought about the boy who cried wolf. I was a fighter when I was younger, and I mean I did fight. And one thing, the times I got beat up, I tried not to make sure when I did get beat up, ain't nobody was around. And so this guy in my high school, D'Amelio, we were had a confrontation, and then he touched me in my stomach. And somehow I went back a couple of steps, and I knew he could beat me. This dude was big. He was a weightlifter. And all the people just all of a sudden stopped in the hallway that day. There was about 60 people. And I'm like, man. And so I start walking up to him, and I'm thinking about what I'm going to do when I get to him. And then I saw the principal in the corner of my eye. And so I pushed him real hard. And when I pushed him, it was like a hit and a push at the same time. So it was a hard hit slash push. And then the principal came running and broke it up. Oh, and I was like, yeah, they didn't see me. They didn't see me scared. I had a reputation to keep. So I can't mess around. I couldn't let them know I was scared. Amen. And so we made arrangements to fight after high school. And when I got out at the end of the school, they were waiting all the way down the street in the parking lot. I went the back way out into the woods and went home. I wasn't fighting that dude. I knew better than that. The next day we came to school, and they said, where were you? I said, I didn't see him. I guess not. I went out the back way. I'm not messing with that. But it's just the lip service I was explaining about. Same thing spiritually. There's no way I could get up here and speak in front of you. It has to be the power, the will, and the plan of God. I know it's not me. I couldn't even get up a message and talk to you about anything. Because in the Word of God, I'm not that bright. It's the leading of the Holy Spirit to put a message together for me. Amen. I couldn't do it. I'll fumble each and every single time. Because it's not my will, it's His will. It's not my way, it's His way. Glory be to God. I just thank God. I know one thing. You know, okay, just give me one second. I am kind of tired. I do thank God. I done wrote down some messages, but I wrote down my message. But I tell you, the enemy is a liar. I don't care. This message is going forth anyways. But praise God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. We just can't talk this talk. We got to walk this walk. It ain't about showboating. It ain't about bragging. It's not about pride. It's not about talking a lot and ain't saying nothing. It's about doing the work of an evangelist. It's about helping your neighbor, loving your neighbor. Amen. As you love yourself. Amen. We got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Lip service, we told a whole bunch of people a lot in our upcoming, our upbringing, you know? And then when God really get a hold of you, hey, there's a change of heart. There's a heart transplant. Our spirit creating in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. Psalms 51, a right spirit. The Holy Spirit has infused his spirit with us. There is an automatic, instantaneous change in our lives. Now our soul and our body has to line up with our spirit man who's already lined up and led by the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible said, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Be led, be sensitive by the Holy Spirit. We must come to God daily. Amen. We got to put off our old man daily, and we got to put on the new man. Amen. We're renewed day by day, our spirit man. It's not just lip service, but we got to work this thing according to the word of God. Amen. By faith. Faith without works is dead. Works without faith is dead. We got to do both. Not just tell it, but we got to do it. Matter of fact, many times as leaders, we must be first partakers. It's like everybody want to go swimming, but ain't nobody jumping in the river. Somebody got to jump in there first. Amen. Leaders, we jump in. We roll up our sleeves. Amen. We get on our knees. Amen. Our elbows, we get our hands dirty. People don't want to do it. Some people don't believe. Lip service. They say, I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. Don't tell me. I'm from the show me state. People tired of everybody talking about this, and I promise this, and I will, and you're going to be there, meet me. Nah. Why don't you pick me up? Why don't you stay, call me? Let me know what's going on. Let me know you coming over right now. Ain't nobody don't want to hear that. That's why the church is messed up right now. Too many of us all promised too many things, and we wasn't a promise keeper. Even the body of Christ. But we still need some changing too. But the unbeliever don't see that far. We see it because we're in it. The unbeliever don't see it because they never touched it. But no matter what we go through, we're going to have to change. I don't care if it's an occupation, you know. We have to change some things if we move to another house. Some houses are built, ready to move in. But some people come in and say, no, I want this whole house repainted. I want a different color. Same thing with our lives. We have to change as we read the word. We have to be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know? Every day, give us our daily bread. Amen. A child of God can't be bold one day, one minute, and be fearful the next minute. We must choose to Ephesians 6 and 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There's no way we can make it. we can't even do anything or promise anything. The only thing that promises and it stands is the word of God, because everything in his word is yes and amen. The promises, God, are real, and they don't fail. God doesn't lie. We can't stand on nothing else. Anything else is sinking sand. All of the ground. You know those, the cartoon had the three pigs. The word of God said, the one who builds this house on sand, on anything else, hay, grass, and this, that, and the other, but it's the rock of our salvation. It's the word of God. It has to be good foundation. Can't be moved. And the only foundation that can't be moved is the word of God. And I thank God for that. If our hearts and minds isn't in it, there is no use. I mean, I had that lip service. I was with the lip service crew. I did that many times, but God began to change my life. Why don't you just do it? It's okay to do good. It's okay if you promise somebody something, do it. But if you can't do it, don't promise nobody nothing, Robert. If you can't do it, just say, I can't be there. I can't do it. No matter the cost, I have to stand on the word of God. Regardless the difficulties in life, am I committed or am I still playing games? You know, just lies, lies, lies. You know, and that's one thing God hates. A liar ain't going to tarry in God's eyesight. Philippians 3:14 talks about forgetting those things behind me, but I press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's likened them to a runner, seeing from a distance the goal, the prize, the goal at hand, and staying focused until he obtained his goal or win his prize. Same thing with the word of God. We got to stand on the word of God, and we got to continue this journey on a day-by-day basis. The Bible does say, give us this day our daily bread. The Bible does say, amen, meditate on me day and night. And meditate on me. You have good success. You'll prosper. He whose mind is stayed on him will keep him in perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3. Our mind stayed on God, stayed on the word of God. We have to force ourselves, because this flesh is a mess. We're still old filthy rags, except by the grace of God. Now we're walking in the newness of life. We're anointed and we are the righteousness of God. But we have to continue this journey until Jesus say, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen. There must be evidence in my life stating that there's a change. I don't have to boast, but people will see it. And it doesn't stop there. It's the new beginning. It's just the beginning once we have Jesus to come into our life. And we have to be fed until we're able to walk. And when we walk, we got to live this thing out. And the Bible says, don't rest until you've given your brother rest. Amen. Amen. These things must take place. But we all got to do it. Amen. God has a plan for everybody. And we're learning. There's been many times on this prayer line, many ministers said, watch what you say. You're anointed. It comes to pass. But we have to watch what we say also, because we're speaking over our own lives, and we don't want to hurt people by what we're saying, by the promises. And we could be the only epistle they're looking at. If I do good, they'll change. But if I do bad, they had high hopes in me that if I continue to do good, I'll win them over to Jesus. But I start saying stuff and lying to them and dipping and dabbing and doing unlawful things contrary to the word of God, I lost a soul. And don't want to do these things, God forbid. The Bible says, you'll know the tree by the fruit it bears. I don't have to tell nobody, I have love, I have joy. You should automatically see it in me, and I should be growing in the love and the joy. Amen. I just thank God. Colossians 3 and 15, 16 says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Matthew 6 says, give us this day our daily bread. We need to hear from heaven every day. It's our instruction, our daily instruction. We just don't walk out without a plan. We go out the house because we got something to do. Amen. Joshua 1 and 8. Yes, meditate day and night. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but you shall meditate therein night and day. You know, this is how we make our way prosperous, and this is how we have good success. We have to force ourselves to do it, because the flesh is contrary to the word of God. The flesh is rebellious, but the spirit that lives in us now, What is it? 4 and 16. This I say, I believe it's Galatians. It could be Ephesians 4 and 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit contrary to flesh. You know, flesh go against the spirit, and the spirit go against the flesh, and they are contrary one to the other, and they won't do what the other one will. There's a war always at our members in Romans chapter 7, verses 15 on down. The things I desire to do, I find myself not doing. And the things I don't want to do, I do. Who can save me? Thanks be to God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wicked man, the flesh, the lip service company, all the things I didn't want to do, I found myself doing, saying, promising, stealing, acting unseemly. But we're the ones that are really going to stand up and have a godly sorrow in us. Really be heartfelt to allow God to change his or her life, to really stand up and tell somebody about Jesus and the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of Jesus. My God, he changed my life. I know he'll change yours. We become living sacrifices. As our soul and our body continually condition itself and line up with the Spirit of God. our soul have to line up with our spirit, who's already lined up with the Spirit of God daily. And our spirit and soul can tell our body what to do. Because the body want to go one way and do one thing, our soul and spirit, we're denying you this day. Praise God. We're going to tell you what to do in Jesus' name. I just thank God for the word. Amen. We have to give our spirit, soul, and body to the Lord, because we can't make it. There's no other way we can make it. We have no power over the enemy, but our big brother has all power, and he's given us the keys to the church. Now, whatever we bind and loose is already bound and loose in heaven, but we must remain faithful, doing God's will, according to God's word, being led by his Holy Spirit, just walking the peace of God, being patient, loving the Lord, sing with hymns, amen, sing in the spirit, pray in the natural, pray in the spirit, Paul said, amen, but all in all, give God all the glory, honor, and praise. I thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Powerful message. Even in the short time that you've given it, it's powerful. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to receive none other than our evangelist tonight, Mother Willette. Praise God.
Amen. Glory to God. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Father, in Jesus' name, I love you, Lord God. I thank you that you love us. I bless you. I praise you. I worship you. I thank you, Lord God, that you have anointed me. Hallelujah. And, Lord God, you appointed me to, Lord God, to share the good news of the gospel. And I thank you for this opportunity. So I bless Minister BJ for the opportunity, praise God, to share this good news on tonight. And I just pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that your Holy Spirit will just speak to me. And as you teach me, I will be so happy to share what you give me in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you for Brother Black. And, God, I pray special favor and blessings in his life. Hallelujah. Thank you for the good word that we heard from him in Christ Jesus' name. Now, Father God, I pray that you open up our ears. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, give us good understanding. Hallelujah. And let us seek the word of God and seek the Lord while he may be found, Lord God. And we thank you right now. We bless you and we praise you and we thank you for those that have taken out the time, even on this Super Bowl evening, I think it is, and to come to hear from you because you are the best. Glory be to God. Jesus, thank you for sitting at the right hand of the Father, and let your Holy Spirit continue to govern all of our lives in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Black, for giving me a few extra minutes. Praise the Lord. God bless you. The theme that Minister BJ texted me was, on this spiritual journey, what love has to do with it? That's the agape. Praise God. What love got to do with it? And she gave me a topic that she gave me, praise God, hallelujah, was blessings come with persecution. And I wanted to give a subtopic, you got to sow good seed. Hello, somebody. You got to sow good seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to give you as she gave me that, praise God, I thank and praise God, some things came to my mind immediately, so I began to write down some things, praise God, that came to me, praise God, when she gave me, when I saw that topic. I said, wow, this is an amazing topic. It's a good topic. So, God, Holy Spirit, don't let me overuse my words, because I want people to hear, praise God, and I want the Holy Spirit, you, hallelujah, let them know your word is truth, praise God, hallelujah. So good seed, praise God, on this spiritual journey, and we are on a spiritual journey, praise God. What love has to do with it? Well, you're going to hear, excuse me, You're going to hear what love has to really do with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when you consider persecution, real persecution, hello, somebody, I'm not talking about feeling like you're in tribulation or suffering or going through afflictions because of some of the things that, some of the choices you may have made. You know, if you're a person who go out there and every time you go out, you buy you some that liquor out there and you go to drinking it. Well, you're doing your own self some harm. If you go out there and you're doing drugs, if you go out there and you're stealing, well, remember, the subtype is you're going to reap what you sow. Let me go ahead and say this up front, praise God. Now, I say you're going to reap what you sow because the scripture teach, praise God, in Galatians 6 and 7, for whatsoever man sows, this and this only is what he shall reap. Now, let me give you a disclosure. When I got this topic, praise God, blessings come with persecution. This disclosure just came to me just as clear, and I want to read exactly what I wrote down. Let me be clear. I do not believe that in order to be blessed by God, you've got to suffer persecution. Nope. So I'm being clear about that. That's a disclosure that I'm reading to you, praise God. And I'm going to give you some scripture tonight, praise God, and thank and praise God for Blog Talk Radio, praisegod.com, hallelujah, divine connection, because you can go back and you can listen to this again, praise the Lord. Know who God is. You know, the scripture teaches, Jesus said, who do you say that I am? Praise God. And if you have fully surrendered to the Lord and you are a child of God, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ, praise God, and you know who you are, glory be to God, then you know something about the God, hallelujah, that has saved and rescued your life from the presence of sin, the penalty of sin, and the power of sin. Hello, somebody. The God that I serve loves us, and he is for us. Salvation, glory be to God. It's a free gift, glory be to God. You didn't do anything to praise God to deserve it. It was Jesus who was crucified. He was, praise God, laid his life down so that we could be rescued, glory be to God, from this sinful life, the hell, the grave. Hello, somebody. So it's a free gift, praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that what Romans says? Praise God, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life, glory be to God, in Christ Jesus. So salvation is free. To as many as receive him, to them he gave a right to become the children of God. That's in John, praise God, the first chapter, praise God. Salvation is the greatest blessing, glory be to God, that we can receive. And I don't want you to get me wrong now, so let me make this point, that if you live on earth and because of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, you can get ready to face some challenges, disappointments, pain, suffering in this life. And as the scripture says, and this is one of the scriptures that I know that you can remember. This is Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, praise God. Matthew, the fifth chapter, praise God. Verse 10, and I'll go back to that, 10 through, praise God, 12, where the scripture says, blessed are you when you are what? Persecuted for what? Righteousness' sake. Not for doing wrong. And I want to give you that little portion of that scripture from the easy-to-read version because I love how they put it. They say, great blessings belong to them that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Thank you, Father God, for clarity and good understanding. Like I said in my disclosure, let me be clear. I do not believe that in order to be blessed, you must suffer persecution. Now, I want to pause for just a second before I go into more scriptures, and I want to read you something because sometimes we think, you know, every little thing happened. Oh, I stopped my toe. I'm being persecuted. Come on, somebody. Yeah, we got it. We got to get it together. Let me read you this that I pulled up because I wanted to look up some examples of real persecution. Hello, somebody. And I'm not trying to minimize what someone else is going through. Glory be to God. And I love Brother Black bringing out the importance message of trusting God and standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. It comes with knowing, hallelujah, what God's will is for your life. It's his word. Hallelujah. What has God said about the situation? I'm going to read this for you because I thought this was amazing. Hear this. A woman in India watches as a sister is dragged off by a Hindu nationalist. She doesn't know if her sister is alive or dead. A man in Northern Korea prison camp is shaken awake after being beaten unconscious. The beatings begin again. A woman in Nigeria runs for her life. She has escaped from Boko Haram, who kidnapped her. She is pregnant. And when she returns home, her community will reject her and her baby. A group of children are laughing and talking as they come down to their church sanctuary after eating together. Instantly, many of them are killed by a bomb blast. It's Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. People don't live in the same region or even on the same continent, but they share an important characteristic. They are all Christians, and they suffer because of their faith. While Christian persecution takes many forms, it's defined as any hostile experience as a result of identification with Jesus Christ. From Sudan to Russia, from Nigeria to North Korea, from Colombia to India, followers of Christianities are targeted for their faith. They are attacked. They are discriminated against. At work and at school, they risk sexual violence, torture, arrest, and much more. And just last year, there have been over 340 million Christians living in places where they experience high levels of persecution and discrimination. 4,761 Christians killed for their faith. 4,488 churches and other Christian buildings attacked. 4,277 believers detained without trial, arrested, sentenced, or imprisoned. These numbers are heartbreaking, and yet they do not tell the whole story. James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." So when you go through real persecution, it's going to test your faith. It's going to let you know whether or not, praise God, it's going to let you know whether you are really surrendered, praise God, or are you just playing lip service? He's going to let you know. You're going to find out who you are. Hello, somebody. The joy is what, praise God, that joy is what we see when we hear and work with Christians all over the world who suffer because they serve Jesus. God cares for his people, and he will never leave nor forsake them. I just wanted to read that because it says so much about real persecution. And like I said, I'm not trying to minimize what someone is going through, but this, as I begin to read that and as I begin to do this study on praise God, blessed, or let me say great blessings belong to them that are persecuted for righteousness sake, because you stand, you praise God, and as some of you praise God on this line realize, once you accepted Christ, once God, hallelujah, sent his Holy Spirit to bring about, hallelujah, a new man on the inside of you. You was transformed by renewing your mind, and you want to live, hallelujah, hallelujah, what the word of God says. You're a new person now, praise God. Old things, the way you used to live, you don't do it anymore. Now guess what? You ain't got a lot of people knocking at your door and saying, "Come on, let's go hang out," because they know you ain't about that anymore. Hello, somebody. When I used to drink and smoke dope and do this or do that, you're not about that, so you're not going to have as many. They're going to leave you alone. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. But we are children of God, we are light in this earth, and we are salt, praise God. So we should be making such a difference. The love of God should be illuminated in our life in such a way that, praise God, we should be pointing people to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I wanted to read that because it gives me a new understanding, and I began to pray. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world, especially those that are really in service to you and trying to point people to Christ. I pray for them, and I pray, God, deal with their enemy. Hello. And I got a scripture that talks about vengeance belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. So, praise God. Let me give you just a couple of definitions, and then I'm going to go into some scriptures because I'm not going to stay with you all night. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said, great blessings belong to them that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. That's the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus let you know. And remember, we know that Jesus and many of the apostles and prophets, many of them, Paul was the one who persecuted the church. That's why he said, I'm the least of the apostles. And I think, and he said, you know, he had a situation going on with him. Some people think it was his eyes, and he prayed and asked God to remove it from him. But it's possible that he was still dealing with the fact, how could I do this to God's people? But he was a new man now, praise God. He was no longer Saul, the persecutor of Christians, but he was Paul. Praise God, he had been changed. Hallelujah. Now he preached Christ. Glory be to God, to the glory of God. So that word blessed, where it is referred to God, it's a sense of praise. And when blessed, when it's concerning or when it deals with man, praise God, it's used as a sense of happy or favored. The scripture teaches in Psalms 1:1 that blessed is the man, happy, favored is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Now, you are blessed if you don't do that. Hello, somebody. You are favored. You are happy. Glory be to God. You're in the will of God. Hallelujah. But now, if you are running to mischief, hello, somebody. What I said earlier, you're going to reap what you sow. You got to be careful. And I like what Brother Black pointed out, you got to watch what you say. Hallelujah. That's why I thank and praise God for giving us clarity. Yes, the scripture says great blessings belong to them that are persecuted, but you don't need to be walking out here thinking that in order to be blessed by God, you need to be persecuted. The devil is a liar. I'm going to give you some scriptures. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Blessed. So that's a little bit on blessed. And then I wanted to give, I think I may have read a little bit on persecution. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I read a little bit when I said Christian persecution, it takes on many forms, but it's defined as hostility, any hostile experience as a result of identification with Christ. So it's an act of treating somebody in a cruel and unfair way, especially because of their race or religion or political belief. Praise God. Now, praise God. Hallelujah. They may be harassed because of what? Their religious belief. And I want to say, I'm just going to look at what the Word of God says. And there was one scripture that was came out. It says 1 Peter 4:1. And watch this. Remember I said Jesus suffered. Yes, he did. Therefore, and in the scripture, 1 Peter 4:1 says, therefore, since Christ suffered in the flesh and died for us, arm yourselves like warriors. I like this from the Amplified because it gives a little bit more detail. It says, the scripture says, arm yourselves likewise with the same purpose. What purpose? Being willing to suffer for doing what is right and pleasing God. Now, I didn't say this is the only thing that's going to cause you to get a blessing. Make sure you understand what the Word of God is saying. Christ did suffer. Because what? Many times, who? The scribes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, many times they wanted to do what? Trap him. They wanted to catch him. They were sitting put people there. Well, who did sin? This man or someone else? They were trying to trap Jesus so they could accuse him, so that they could have a reason to try to put him. And we know ultimately they not only lied on him and they accused him of different things, even though he was telling the truth. Hello, somebody. Praise God. These people wanted to entrap him to murder Jesus. Hello, somebody. But now remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There's a real enemy out there, and he's someone that you cannot see. But God has given us victory already, and we have to use and stand on the promises of God. So remember, because Jesus suffered, praise God, the scripture says in 1 Peter 4:1, arm yourselves like warriors. And what does Ephesians, praise God, 6th chapter say? Put on the whole armor of God. And when it said arm yourself, put on the whole armor of God. And then, praise God, you got to know what God's word's saying, because when stuff come against you, you go either lay down and take it, or you go begin to say what the word of God says. That's why I love Mark, the 9th chapter, verse 23, where Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Mark 11:22-24, and Jesus answered, saith unto them, have faith in God. Glory be to God. If you know who you are, you got faith, praise God. That's why it's imperative to get the word of God on the inside. I remember I was walking a couple of weeks ago, praise God, hallelujah, and the Spirit said, get the word on the inside and let the word of God work for you. Glory be to God. The word is alive. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 23, Mark 11:23. Jesus said, verily I say, look, pay attention to this. Verily I say unto you that whosoever, point at yourself and say, I'm a whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. You can't be wishy-washy. You can't be flaky. But shall believe that those things which he say, which come out of your mouth, shall come to pass. Jesus said, you shall have whatsoever you say. And verse 24, he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, if the Father has said in the word of God that he's given us that which pertains to life and godliness, and you have different challenges that come at you, what you going to do, lay down and take it? Or are you going to begin to say what the word of God? When sickness rise up and try to come against you, what you going to do, lay down and take it? Or are you going to say it? God, you said in Isaiah 53:4-5. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24. Psalms 104, praise God. 107, praise God. Verse 20. Exodus, praise God, 23:5. God, thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed our food and our water, and you take sickness away from us. You will not put this sickness that was put on the Egyptians upon us. Hello, somebody. Either you're going to lay down and take it, or you're going to arm yourself with the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. That's why I thank and praise God for the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You as an authorized agent in the earth has a right to say something about the situation. Now, those people that are in different countries where they know there's a lot of persecution, they have chosen because their relationship is genuine. They're not being tricked, hello. They are fully surrendered because they know that God is real, that Jesus has come into their life, and he's brought about a change in their life. When Paul met Christ on the road to Damascus, hallelujah, his life was never the same. Hallelujah. As soon as he got his eyesight, praise God, he got somewhere and he began to preach Christ. You couldn't tell him nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God had brought about that change in his life. And God don't want us laying down and taking. But Jesus tell the man who was by the pool, he said, man, take up your bed and walk. Hello. What you going to do, just lay there? Come on, somebody. Because whosoever suffered in the flesh, it talks about that first. You can read it. You can get it for yourself, praise God. And I, like I said, put on the whole armor of God, hallelujah, and pray. When stuff happens, when stuff come at you, Pray what God's word said. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Have an ear to hear from the Holy Spirit. If you don't know but one thing, God, you said in your word, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I understand, Lord God, even though I walk through, you're going to go through some stuff now. I like Isaiah 41 and 10 and Isaiah 43, verse 1 through 5, praise God, when you're going through. Because like I said, if you live on this earth, hello somebody, you're going to face some challenges. But I don't want you to think that in order to be blessed by God, you need to suffer persecution. Hello somebody. Persecution, to me, that's a result of what's going on, what took place in the fall. Hello somebody, in the Garden of Eden. Praise God. Let the Holy Spirit convince you. Praise God. Pray the word of God. Know that, hallelujah, know who you are and say something about your situation and pray believing that you receive. That's why I gave you Mark, the 11th chapter, 22 through 24. Praise God. Jesus said the 24th verse of what things soever you desire. You want to lay down and just whatever the devil dish out to you? Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you receive. Thank you, Lord God, that you raising me up. Thank you that I walk in divine health. When symptoms come, devil, you a liar. I plead the blood of Jesus. With Jesus' stripes, I've already been healed in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. John 15, verse 7 said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. When you First John 5th chapter said, when you pray, praise God, know that God hears you. And if he hears you, you have the petitions that you ask for. When you're asking what? Believing that you might receive. Hallelujah. God wants the very best. He has plans for us. Glory be to God. And these plans is to prosper us. Praise God. These plans is a good plan. They're not evil. Glory be to God. The God that I serve, he is for me and he is more than the whole wide world against me. Don't you think he can deal with the devil, the real spiritual enemies? Because once again, you got to remember, I know people are pulling these stunts and persecuting people because they're not standing for the religion that they want, whatever religion it is. But when you speak against, because remember, even in the apostles, people told them, don't even use that name, Jesus. And they were persecuted. And the people, the apostles, they counted it joy, praise God, that they were willing to suffer for the name of Jesus. They take part in what? Praise God. And I like what Paul said. He said, this is what you mean trying for me. This is but a light affliction compared, praise God, that the glory I'm going to experience. Hello, somebody. Because he knew that, praise God, hallelujah, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. He knew, and God had showed Paul some things. He allowed him to experience, praise God, some heavenly things that went on that nobody else experienced. So, see, when you have an experience with God, can't nobody take it away, and can't no devil change, hallelujah, that God is real. Who do you say that he is? Hello, somebody. Does he want the best for you, or does he want you to go through hell just to receive a blessing from him? Nope, that's not the God that I serve. Hello, somebody. God does not want us having, and I don't want you to miss that, but I want you to do understand that, yes, great blessings belong to the ones who are persecuted. If these people that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and like some of the information I read, and they are children of God, guess what? God going to deal with that devil, the spiritual devil, and he going to deal with their people on earth that hate your guts. You find a street ministry, praise God. We have ministered to some people. Some people say, I don't want to hear that. And they'll just about curse you out. They don't want to. And you know what? I'm not going to stand up there and argue with them. I'm going to move on to let the Holy Spirit move me to someone that's willing to hear what the Word of God has to say. Praise God. I'm not fighting with nobody. Praise God. I want to live a life that will point people to Christ. Luke 6, the 22nd chapter, 22nd verse says, blessed are you. I mean, favorite, praise God, hallelujah, happy, praise God, are you. When men shall hate you, they hated Jesus, and when they shall separate you from their company, Yeah, I know. I don't have a lot of people knocking. Sister Willie, they don't say, Sister Willie, hey, girlfriend, let's go do this. They don't have to be knocking at my door because they know I ain't playing. And you can't come to me with pity parties either because I don't play that either. Hello, somebody. I know they saying, Miss Willie, now you got to be compassionate. I pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit, help me in Jesus' name. Blessed are you when men shall hate you. They shall separate you from their company. They shall reproach you and cast you out. And cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake, for the name of Jesus. Hello, somebody. So you got people, they don't say a whole lot of things and do a whole lot of things. Let me hasten on, praise God, because I don't want to wear you long. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just love this, and I thank God for this teaching on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. People will persecute you and say all kinds of evil falsely against you because of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, rejoice. I think I started that at in the middle of that verse. But Matthew, the 10th chapter, the 5th chapter, that's the Sermon on the Mount. And then verse 11 and 12, I think I already told you about that. 11 says, blessed are you. And blessed means what? Happy, favored are you. Praise God. When people insult you, and some will, and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. That's Jesus said, talking because of me. He said, rejoice and be glad. Now, I know that's got to be troubling to some people because you think about the stuff you go through and how people treat you and hate on you and some of the things that the people that I read in that little introduction, praise God, of examples of real persecutions. When I read that, and you think, rejoice and be glad. Jesus, are you clear about that? Well, that's what he said. But he said, rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven. Great blessings belong to those that go through this type of persecution. For in the same way, Jesus said in that same verse 12, in the same way they persecuted the prophets that were before you. So you're not the first. And I want to pause here for just a moment because I'm almost finished, y'all, I promise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know I can't give you the whole Bible. But I thought about, you know, what people are really going through. And it seems like it's one thing after the other. It's like the enemy, that unseen force, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, seems like he got a warrant. He's trying to break you until, you know, you just can't take it anymore. You hear this and that, and you take. And I asked, I had a message some years ago, and the question was, and some of you preachers, you can write this down, and you can let the Holy Spirit guide you. You can preach on it if you want. But the mess, when you're going through so much, and it's like one thing after the other, now that Pope, praise the Lord, I asked the question, I said, has God hardened the heart of your enemy? And if he has, now what you going to do? Hello, somebody. But as you begin to meditate, you say, why is all this going on? Why is all this going on in America? And not all over the world, not just America. The pestilence, the storms, the floodings, the hurricanes, the all these earthquakes and so many things. This pestilence, my Lord of God Almighty, one variant after the other. Then what he said in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, God's people, has got to stand up and be who they're supposed to be. You can't be playing no trick on somebody. You tricking your own self, praise God, because when the devil knock at your door and want to harass you, you better have a word of God on the inside. Hallelujah. And if you got the word of God on the inside, you can let God's word fight for you. But you got to be willing to do something. Didn't he tell, praise God, the Israelites, he said, look, go over and possess the land flowing with milk and honey. If you're willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. To me, that means I can have the best that God has for me. Glory be to God. Does it mean I'm not going to have some trials or tribulations or issues or challenges in this life? No, it does not mean that. But when I face them, what you going to do? You going to lay down and take it? are you going to get up and say something about it? Because God is for you. He's on your side. If he's for you, he's more than the whole wide world against. Jesus has gotten you the victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. What it says, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Glory be to God. And Jesus said, you are more than an overcomer. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, John 16:33. Praise God. But he said, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. And when you think about who you are and you're seated in heavenly places, hallelujah, you begin to say what? I believe the acceptable year of the Lord is the time when people began, the children of God began to speak, praise God, the words of God. Speak with authority, because God has given us authority over all the power of the enemy. So gird up, glory be to God. Put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Feed yourself with the word of God. Know what God's promises are. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. And 1 Peter 3 and 14 says, but if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. You're favored. You're happy. He said, do not fear the threat, nor be frightened. Hello, somebody. And this is what love has to do with it. Romans 8, 35 through 37. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, the word of God, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep for the slaughter. And what verse 37 said, no, all these things, what does it say? Jesus said, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. God loves us. He is for us. Don't you walk out of this message thinking, oh, well, the scripture, Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount said, blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness. And that theme says, blessings come with persecutions. Well, and when you look at it like blessed are they or great blessings belong to them that are persecuted, yes, you're going to be blessed, praise God. But I don't want you to think, praise God, when stuff come to challenge you, you've got to begin to say something. God wants you as a child of God to begin to speak. And it's all right to say, look, I need some help. I remember one time we was at one church and I had somebody call, Sister Willie, this child got a devil. We need you to go pray. And some people say, you got to go pray for them. And never forget, we went and prayed. And I prayed, and that devil come out, that child come out of my mouth and said, I want to go to my room. He got tired of the word of God being pronounced, praise God. And I said, oh, devil, you got a room here. I had to call for backup. I said, I'm going to need some more. The more powerful saints. Come on, let's pray. And we prayed, and I remember my sister, dear friend, she was praying, said, Lord, you know, we can't go to the world with situations like this. We come to you because you are the answer. You have to pray believing. And I think, and praise God, that little girl was rescued from that demon, that devil that had a room in her life. Hello, somebody. You can be set free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because God has given us, hallelujah, that which pertains to life and godliness, and you have to know who you are. But don't just lay down and take whatever it is that the enemy is fighting against you with. But know that God is for you. He loves you. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, he's going to work situations out for your good. Praise. That's what Romans 8 and 28, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. I said I was going to hurry and get out your way. Know who God is. Know that God loves you. He is for you. He has plans for us. They are good and not evil. He has given us that which pertains to life and godliness. He created us in his image and after his likeness. Praise God. Remember what God's word concerning the situation. He wants us as mature saints. Hello, somebody. Feel with the Holy Ghost and lead. Hear what the Holy Spirit tell you to do. If he tell you to pray, praise God, pray. He shouldn't have to tell you to pray because that should be automatic. He said, praise God, you speak to the situation, praise God, and begin to what you say, believe the things that come out of your mouth, you can have what you say, praise God. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I love that verse where John 16:23-24, where the scripture teach, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that's in the name of Jesus, God will give it to you. Why? Verse 24 said, ask and you shall receive, that your joy be full. And I be saying, Lord, now if I'm going through one thing after another, I said, now how am I joy being full? And I'm dealing with this. He want me to say something about it. I remember I was reading a book by Kenneth Hagin, and he was in the spirit, and Jesus was trying to talk to him. And while Jesus was kind of trying to talk to him, there was a demon running across the floor saying, yakety-yak, yakety-yak, yakety-yak. So many things happen. The enemy comes to distract you and to bring distractions in your life so you can miss what God is saying. And Kenneth was saying, well, Lord, won't you do something about that demon so I can hear what you're saying, because I know it's important what you're saying to me. And Jesus looked at Kenneth and said, well, if you don't do something about it, I can't. Hello, somebody. Get some Kenneth Hagin material, and you'll hear him testify about that. And I thought, wow, that was revolutionizing to understand that God wants us to say something. Didn't he say, praise God, in Matthew, praise God, 18? Whatsoever you bind here, that God said, I'll bind it in heaven. Whatever you loose here on earth, he said, I'll loose it in heaven. Glory be to God. Read it. You see it for yourself. Now, remember, praise God, and all those dear, beloved, born-again believers that's being persecuted, they have to know Romans 12:19, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it's written that vengeance is mine. God said, I will repay, says the Lord. 2 Thessalonians, I like this verse, chapter 1, verse 4. So that we ourselves glory in you and the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, verse 5, which is manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye suffer. And verse 6, this is what I like. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God. It's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation. Pay back to them rascals, to them that trouble us. Hello, somebody. You can read it for yourself. Glory be to God. God is going to punish those that persecute his people. And the songwriter said, you're going to get it, you're going to get it, you're going to get it. Let's give God the praise. I could go on, but I'm not. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but there are human beings out there. Because of who you stand for, they want your life to be destroyed. They don't want you to succeed in identifying with Christ or speaking the name of Christ. And I want to say I thank and praise God for America, because we could have been born in one of those countries, but we're not. And we need to support the ones that are being persecuted around the world, because they want people to know the truth and to get Christ, praise God. So I thank and praise that here in America we get the privilege of going to those churches that are still open, praise God, and we can worship the Lord Jesus. We can give him the glory that he is due. We can speak the name of Jesus and not fear. But if you're in one of those countries and you heard some of the things I said, and there are some people here that they don't want you using the name of Jesus. That's why they've taken, and I believe that prayer is going to make a difference, but Lord, have mercy on us. I pray that something that I've said tonight will encourage you to study more of the Word of God. Praise God. So once again, on this journey of life, what does love have to do with it? Nothing shall separate me from the love of God, regardless of what it is, tribulation, troubles, persecutions, whether whatever it might be, sickness, affliction, many other afflictions. Are the righteous, but God deliver us out of them all, praise God. You got to stand and claim what belongs to you, praise God. The topic that was given, blessings come with persecution. But remember, let me be clear. I do not believe that in order to be blessed, because if you wake up this morning, you were blessed. If you have the opportunity to choose what clothes you wear and nobody's Thank and praise God we don't have a country that's come over here and make us live by their rules. We live in America, and God bless America, and God help us as people of God to get it right and do what's right. Praise God. And realize how much God loves us, how much he is for. He's more than the whole wide world against us. God loves us, and he wants the very best for us, and he is able to provide the very best. I pray that something that we've said will encourage you to study more the word of God, trust him, praise God, and know, hallelujah, we have a God that's on our side. We have a hope that many do not have. Lord God, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I honor you. And I worship you. I bless these people that were willing to be on the line tonight to hear what thus saith the Lord. Thank you, Father. Teach us and help us and govern us according to your Holy Spirit and your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, ma'am. Amen.
Glory unto the Most High God for the word for both of these vessels tonight. God, we pray blessings upon them, strength and courage. Not if any attack against them, thank God for opening our ears that we may hear. And God, help us to walk thereby. We bless God. Thank God. Praise the Lord for you tonight, both of you. What love has to do with it. Praise God. I like what you brought the scripture out about, even that what to separate us from the love of God. Thank God. Glory to God for our brother. Glory to God with the word. For you to let us know whether it's a lip service or you really surrendered. And so many things that tied back in and you locked back in, even from the first message that he spoke, that you spoke, and some things he brought out, but you brought out a lot of points from it. But in the meantime, I'm not going to go over all that right now. We want to thank God for the word and pray, glory to God, if there's anything from the prophet before we praise God, take any prayer requests. Praise the Lord. And then we'll have a little time if any remarks are being made. My dear, is anything, Pastor, the Lord put in your spirit?
No.
Well, praise God. Bless the Lord. Is there any prayer requests? We'll take a couple of those right now and bless the Lord. And know our prayer time is on Monday night, but after service we do, if somebody have a pressing request, we like to go ahead and take that so they can pray. And then if you have any remarks afterwards, we'll go ahead and take those. So if you have any prayer requests, right, I'm asking you if you have any prayer requests and got the line still. It's not even open. Pardon me with that. But I bless the Lord again. With some dynamic topics and some things that I've learned and heard out of there was some powerful revelations that the Lord gave both of the vessels tonight. So I praise God for that. It took me some notes. Definitely want to go back and listen what I may have missed, but sometimes you can hear some things, but you hear it more clearly when it comes together. Praise the Lord, I see it comes back in your hearing, and God really opened up your understanding. So if you do decide to go back, if you're online visiting, it's www.blogtalkradio.com with a backslash, and the name of the ministry is Divine. We spell it D-E-V-I-N-E, Connection. Praise God. So that's blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection. And you can go back and listen to the episode for tonight or any others prior to that. Just give it probably maybe 30 minutes. Sometimes it may pop up before then. And once in a while, maybe an hour, but at least 30 minutes. And then you can be able to hear it tonight if you desire. And at this time, praise the Lord, anyone that have a prayer request, we will definitely take those now. Okay. If nobody have a prayer request, we'll go ahead, praise God, with Pastor Bird. Bless the Lord if you desire to, Mother Alexander, and on down to Mother McCormick, so forth. We'll just have you all and anyone else after you all if they have any remarks. But we'll let Pastor Bird go ahead first.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word was rich tonight, and I thank God for using these two vessels to bring forth what God is saying to his people and what God is saying to the church. I thank God that when Brother Black was talking about being led by the power of God, being led by the Holy Spirit, because sometimes we do say things that can get us in trouble if they're not what God has said. So it's important for us to watch what we say. And it's important for us, when we say anything, to know this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to his church. And to be totally surrendered to the things of God. Because sometimes we can be led by our emotions and led by our feelings, but it has nothing to do with God and nothing to do with the Spirit of God that lives inside of us. And so that was a good word for us in this season. Also, with Minister Willette, she brought out a lot of points, and she brought a fantastic word. What love got to do with it? Everything. Everything. But the one thing that I like that she said, and that is that we have the power to speak some things and to stop some things, because we are the church of God. And we have not seen persecution like a lot of the world. So we are blessed in that. But we still have to know who we are, and we have to be faithful to the things that God have given us. And sometimes the devil is just working havoc in your life, and you praying, and you are not taking authority over that thing. And so sometimes we're going through things simply because we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus and the authority that he's given to his church and to his body. So I appreciate that, just to remind us of who we are. And we got to speak it. We got to take power and authority over a lot of things that's happening in our lives. So I just thank God for the word tonight. Thank God for the obedience of the servants that brought that word tonight. And continue to bring that word. Continue to teach us how to be led by the Spirit of God. Thank you so much.
Thank the Lord. Powerful, powerful word. Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, I thank you for Minister Willette and Minister Black tonight, for the word that they brought, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for strengthening them that they come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord God, because people need to know the truth. And I thank God that we have a brother and sister in the line that will tell you the truth. And for most of all, Lord God, your promises stand. And there's no turning around. If you said it, stand on it, or crying and carrying on. Stand on it. Cry out to God, not going to the world, because you're not after the world. If you say you're a child of God and you serve the living God, then you cry out to God, because his word is not void, baby, and he don't lie. If he said it, that's it. So I thank God for both of them tonight. Powerful word come forth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Mother McCormick.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I just enjoyed it all. Brother Black and Minister Willard, I just enjoyed it. I tell y'all, y'all open up your mouth and y'all say what God told you to say. And that's what it's all about. And it's like Brother Black was saying, don't be a lip servant. Don't just be talking the talk, not walking the walk. I mean, you got to open up your mouth and declare this word in these days and time. Let the enemy know that he's not the boss over us. We already got the victory. We already won the victory. So I just thank God for that. I thank God for Sister Willie, how I just thank God for how she speak. I just loved it. I really thank God for how she was just, it was something I put down God is for you. Open up your mouth, you know, just like Apostle was saying a few minutes ago. We got to open up our mouth. We got to nip it in the bud right then. When the enemy try to come, we got to just speak it right then and declare it that it's already worked out and it's already done. Just like she was already saying, you know, like she said in Matthew, John 16:23, I think that was one, if I'm not mistaken. And it said, in the day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And it said, ask. You know, we ain't asking him nothing. We that's why he ain't doing nothing, because we ain't asking nothing. So I say, I just thank God for her. I just thank God for all the scripture, all the word that she gave tonight. It was really good, both of them, in the name of Jesus. God really use y'all. I pray that God continue to bless you and take you through this journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor Sims? Oh, her line, she's going to drop off. Okay.
I'm here. I thank God for being in this country tonight where I could hear this powerful word, and it was a powerful word for Brother Black. It was real comical. He had to run because his lip service didn't allow him to stand firm, so he had to run, and he got away with it. But a lot of times our lip service will get us in more trouble than we can handle, but we need to stand firm on the word of God and surrender. And Mother Willette, as always, gave us many scriptures and things that said blessings come to us, but not always through prosecution. Said you're supposed to know who God is and speak to you. You have the authority to speak to these problems. And it was just a beautiful word. I thank God for it, and I know she said that she hopes someone receives something from it. Well, I know more than myself received the blessing from it, because he has given us what we need. You know, he gave us everything we needed to Calvary for us. So thank you all, Brother Black and Sister Mother Willette. We praise the Lord for you, and we hope that you will doing many, many more sermons and blessings to God's people and people everywhere. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm trying to see if my sister, I think she done dropped off the line. I'm trying to see if Evangelist Noel was still there. Yeah, she's still there. Evangelist Noel? Oh, she just dropped off the line. Just as I was getting ready to call her. Okay. I can't remember, can't tell whether Sister Rachel was on the line. And then we're going to get ready to close. Maybe she's not here tonight. But we thank God, glory to God, for the word tonight. Praise God. It's been powerful, anointed. It's already been covered the ground. Like I said, I already have notes. You know, I don't want to get long-winded in it. But I thank God I'm just excited about how God blessed in the revelations that did come out of it. Even when God gave me the title, I could see both of them as being the speakers in it, and he did exceedingly abundantly above, even in the revelations of it coming out. Our next speakers for the fourth Sunday will be none other than Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick. I have y'all topics down, but I let the time got away from me with through the graduation time and stuff that's going on, and some prayers with some others that I didn't get the, but you have 2 weeks, so I'll try my best to make sure I pass the topics on, and they're exciting. All of it through the rest of our journey through the prayer warriors praying is going to be on this spiritual journey, but we'll have topics that goes up under it. So all of it on the theme is going to be on this spiritual journey. And as God bless this word to come forth out of you all, and I'll check with Pastor Bird and Pastor Sims and my other sister about a couple of weeks after that to get that. And then we're also, you know,
We have our celebration in April, but I'll have to make sure that I'm hearing who God has for our speakers before we start making any announcements about our 6 year. But in the meantime, continue to pray. Thank God again. You all did an excellent job. Continue to pray one for another. Pray for Carmelita and Brian and Imani for their trip back home tomorrow. They took her out for her graduation down in Atlanta. So we're just going to believe God blessings and pray. I will have my booster shot on the on Thursday. So we haven't had any problems before. Pray there won't be none now. But in the meantime, we thank God again for these blessed man and woman of God. We're going to give space now before I mess around and forget to let them have a word of remarks. And so either one who want to come first, you can do so. Minister Black, if you want to do it in that order, or Mother Willette, or either vice versa.
Amen. Thank you. I just thank God that he blessed me to, you know, be a speaker on tonight. I call it an honor and a privilege. I was up early this morning, and I was real, I mean, I was going to sleep. So I just had almost to stand up.
Bless me, Jesus.
But I thank you. I thank you for, I thank the Lord for allowing me to do this, and I thank you for listening. Amen.
Praise the Lord. You did great.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, I thank and praise God for such a privilege to be used by God. I thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Praise God. The wonderful comments. Praise God. I thank God so much for being so good to us and giving us praise God, his word, giving us his Holy Spirit, and just ordering our steps, praise God. And God loves us so much, and he wants the best. If you have a good parent, I'll put it like this, your good parent wants the very best for you. If you have a good parent, he never wants to see you sick, never wants to see you in pain, never wants to see you suffering. So if he can do something about it, he will. And I know God is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So we must stand on his promises, be careful. Once again, thank and praise God for Brother Black and all of the points that he brought out. I was able to say some of those things because those are some of the things that kind of like linked with what I was talking about. You've got to watch what you say. And just don't be willing to take. If it's not God's will for your life, it's not God's will that we suffer and be sick and in pain and going through this and going through that. God wants us well. Praise God. And we just have to see what the Word of God, what His Word says, and begin to open up our mouth and say what God says and trust that His word shall bring it to pass. Glory be to God. I love God. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for your patience in listening and hearing what the Spirit of God has to say. And may we all walk in the Spirit of God and listen to what he said, hear what he says, and just be obedient to what he says. I love you all. Thank you so much for bearing with me. I know I give a lot of scripture a lot, but thank and praise God for each of you. I love you all. God bless you. Amen. And that was a
love
great
you. Amen.
God bless you.
The scriptures are good. The Lord bless a time to words along with everything else in it. So there's no apology into that. The word that we will know where to find things. So bless the Lord for you both carrying out the assignment that God has given to you. And that's what we all have to do. Listen to the voice of the Lord and allow him to use us in whatever capacity he desires. All of us have our own unique way. Some things may be similar how we deliver, but glory to the main thing is delivering what he say at the appointed time. That makes all the difference. I do appreciate it. Things that I've learned and encouraged and some things just be reiterated, you know, for to get a stronger and deeper foundation in him. So thank God again for you all. Let us pray and continue to pray one for another and continue to lift up the name of the Lord. And I thank God again for you all. I pray, God, for these speakers, for those that are coming and those that have, and even the things that God has planned to do, because in him we live and move and have our beings. Thank God, glory to God again for the prophets. And we continue to pray with those that have been on our prayer list, that God continue to bless, heal, and deliver those that are going through their surgeries, those that are coming out of it, those that are going through and challenges in their body, their mind, and spirit, that we're praying for their deliverance, praying for ourselves so we can stay built up in the Lord. It's like Jesus took time away from the disciples, spent time with the Lord, to hear the voice of God, to get his strength and glory to God and wisdom or whatever God was doing with him at that time. We got to make sure we don't be so busy that we miss out that time covering ourselves and building ourselves up in our most holy faith and letting him speak to our hearts so we can make sure that we're his people that are called by his name. It's not just a group, but we got to make sure individually we're hearing and obeying and examining ourselves. I thank God again for this rich word tonight. And continue to be encouraged, cover all of you with his blood, and pray that he bless and the angels be encamped. And we bind up every satanic and demonic force that has come, glory to God, to try to distract us off our post, and that we continue to deny this flesh and humble ourselves before him, and his will be done. We love you. Be blessed of the Lord. Keep the prayers going, but not only prayers. You got to have obedience for him to bless us so we can be in compliance. Praise God. Love you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. Love you. Shalom.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be unto the Lord. Oh, is somebody else that was online? Came back. Oh, no, man. Praise God. Bless your name, Jesus. We love you. Shalom.
Good night.